You're listening to episode 21 of the National Centre for Writing podcast with me, Simon Jones. Every week we talk about the writing life and discover exciting new projects. It's Wednesday, 14th of November here at Dragon Hall in Norwich, which means we're right in the middle of NaNoWriMo. That's National Novel Writing Month for the uninitiated. Check out episode 19 for our interview with crime writer Elizabeth Haynes, where she explains exactly what NaNoWriMo is and why it's great. This week we're catching up with some writers who are taking part in the challenge this year. Coming up later, we have three active members of the regional group here in Norfolk who are distracted from their work at the weekend's coffee shop write-in. First, though, I'm talking to Steph McKenna and Vicky Maitland, colleagues of mine here at the National Centre for Writing. You might know Steph from pop culture podcast The Thirst, which she co-hosts. Plus, of course, she was here introducing the Noir Ridge programme back in episode 10. Vicky is the programme assistant here, and you don't have to go far on the internet to find her talking about books. The important thing is that they're both doing NaNoWriMo this year, which is what got me talking to them. So we are just over a week into NaNoWriMo, and how are your word counts?
Yours is looking very healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm at the 11,600 mark, wherever I'm meant to be at today, and have tried to kind of keep on par throughout, so quite happy with that. The words are rubbish, but the numbers are high.
I'm lagging behind. We've already established this. I'm on 3,000, which I'm trying not to use the word failing, because I want to just say I'm failing miserably, but I'm not. I'm just having a bit of a slow start, but I'm hoping to catch up at some point, and I am determined to keep going.
You're just warming up.
Yes, I am warming up. Yeah.
Yes. And that's 3,000 words you didn't have a week ago.
Well, this is the mindset that I'm trying to train myself to, like, think of it that way, yeah. Rather than thinking I'm behind. I'm trying to think, you know, this time last week I didn't have anything down at all, so it's definitely progress from there.
Yeah, so Vicky, you've done NaNoWriMo before, is
I
that
have,
right?
Yes, years and years ago, back in 2011.
Right.
I did my first NaNo and I finished it. I got to the 50,000 word mark just by the skin of my teeth. I was behind the whole way there until like the last 2 days. I like
manically caught
up. That
makes me feel better as
yeah.
well.
I looked at the graph of it over the weekend just to compare where I was at, and it's incredible how below I was for so much of it. And I then tried to do it again in 2012, kind of riding the high of having completed it and failed miserably, and tried to do it again in 2015, and again, I think got 2 days in and just stopped. So this is my most successful NaNo since the first one I did.
Well done.
So what was different with the first one, do you think?
The first one, I think I had a lot more free time, a lot more free time. I also didn't over-edit myself, and that's something I'm trying to stick with this time, because the first time around I just splurged words. I basically free wrote for the whole 50,000 words, and it was a huge kind of epic YA contemporary love story, so it wasn't like difficult content either. Whereas the next two times I tried to do it, I tried to have a proper plotted out novel in advance, and I think I was trying to edit it too much as I was doing it.
Yeah, and Steph, this is the first time you've tried it?
This is my very first time. I think I've told myself that I'd do it every single year, and I've always almost found an excuse not to, just said I'm too busy, or it's almost become like a thing that is slightly intimidating to start. And I think this year, having you guys both here, Simon, I know you're not doing it this year, but you've done it before.
I'm pestering you a lot about
it. Yeah, you've pestered me about it. And Vicky, you know, knowing that Vicky was doing it, I've just kind of decided to bite the bullet and do it this year. Yeah. So, yeah, my very first time.
What got you back in? Because you had a couple of years off since your last attempt. And why now?
Because I really missed writing. I used to consider myself a writer and have that be a real forefront of my identity. I was a reader and a writer. And over the years, I have just kind of slowly dwindled and stopped writing. Mm. And it's made me really sad not to write anymore. I think combination of kind of career starting, university ending, all of that kind of stuff, just meant that I literally wasn't writing fiction at all. And so I really, really missed it and wasn't carving out enough time in my personal life to make myself sit down and just get back into it. And this seemed like the perfect opportunity to do that.
Yeah. And Steph? I mean, other than
why now?
Being surrounded by people, because obviously you mean you've worked at National Centre for Writing for a few years now. Yeah. So this year in particular, what brought you in?
I think it's similar in a way to Vicky in that when I was young, I grew up writing and I grew up writing fiction.
Yeah.
And I did it a lot up until I was about 15, 16. And then at uni, I wrote a bit of poetry, but then I also kind of got into writing sort of journalistically. Like I was writing for the newspaper. And then from there, you know, I went from uni into work and communications. You know, I work in communications. I went down that line of thinking and writing, and my writing became very focused on that. It was very kind of career driven, and I didn't find any time in my personal life to write in a different way. Why this year? I don't know. I feel this year a mixture of things. I've been trying to do more for myself as well. So even completely unrelated, but like going to the gym, I've started going to the gym for myself, and this is for myself. And I feel after I did a master's in English literature, I did my degree in English literature, and I spent a few years after that trying to get reading back into my kind of everyday personal life and making time for reading. And I feel I've got a handle on that now. So I'm trying to make time for writing as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not that you haven't been writing, it's just that you haven't had time for fiction.
Yeah,
writing.
Yeah, I've been writing in a completely different style and often for a completely different reason. So it's just really nice to go back to something that, like Vicky, was such a key part of my interest and my identity when I was younger in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think what NaNoWriMo does for a lot of people is it gives them an excuse to get into or back into writing when it's so easy to come up with excuses to not do that.
Mm.
And NaNoWriMo is like this little focused month where you know that it's not going to be like a 2-year commitment. It's like one month, you give it a shot and see what happens.
And that combined with a sense of accountability as well, knowing that I'm having to update my little word count for myself, I've got that accountability, but also knowing that I'm going to come into the office and going to have you both asking
going,
me.
Where are you? Yeah. Where are you on your word count?
Yes. Yeah, so it gives you that community aspect as well as kind of self-accountability that I otherwise would not have and would ignore.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. And writing is so often, like the community aspect is so absent from it because you're usually a person in a room with a pen or a keyboard and that's it. And no one has to know that you're doing it. Whereas NaNoWriMo is a little bit of a statement where you go, I'm going to do this thing.
Yes, we're all kind of coming together. So it's, writing can be a very solitary thing. I think we've kind of learnt that, especially working here at the National Centre for Writing.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess what we do is provide a community aspect for all sorts of writers. And NaNoWriMo does that in this kind of global, slightly crazy, one-month intense period.
Absolutely.
So are you planners or pantsers, particularly when it comes to NaNoWriMo?
Yeah, I'm a pantser. I knew that I wanted to write short stories rather than a novel, slightly cheating it a bit by writing short stories rather than a novel, but that's my preferred format. And I knew that, therefore, I would need between 10 and 15 short story ideas. So I started kind of vaguely thinking about 10 or 15 short story ideas beforehand, but didn't put anything down on paper, and then just sat down at my computer on the 1st of November and thought, right, so that's kind of how I approached it. So I've got them in the back of my mind, but there's nothing concrete. There might just be a word or a phrase that I want to hinge something around, but nothing else.
I'm by nature a planner. I like to plan everything, and I had planned to plan for this month. I was going to spend October really kind of starting to map things out, sort of to give myself some confidence when it began, so that I felt like I'd done some prep work before I started this thing. Of course, that didn't happen because I didn't have time, and then I was almost going to use that as an excuse not to do it, but I didn't. I think you guys helped me kind of just go, oh, I'm just going to do it. So this has been really interesting because not only am I trying to get back into something I haven't done for a very long time, but I'm trying to let go of that need to plan and to know exactly what, you know, is a good kind of thing to learn. So I need to just kind of let go and let the words kind of flow and keep tapping out on the keyboard and not worry about it.
Yeah. So
a week in or 8 days or so, is it feeling like the best thing you've done this year or a terrible, terrible mistake?
Neither, somewhere in between. I'm really enjoying it, actually. And I've kind of surprised myself with how much I am enjoying it, because I said I hadn't written for so long, and I was very nervous that I would just hate everything I've written. And I don't like everything I've written. I don't hate it, though. And that's been quite enjoyable. And I've really enjoyed carving out that free time and making myself go and write, and having the license to say to whoever I'm with, I'm sorry, I've got to go. I need to go and do some writing, and have that be an okay thing to do. So in that sense, it's been really brilliant.
Do you hope or plan to keep writing past November? Or is it very much that you have this November challenge and that's it, and then maybe next year you'll do it again?
I'm really hoping to carry on. The novel that I'm working on is something that I've had in my mind for probably about 2 or 3 years, and I've just really lacked the confidence to start. I've just lacked a reason to start. I've just been thinking about it all the time and not actually doing it. So I'm hoping just getting those words down on paper. I've started now, finally, and hopefully I can carry on. So even if I'm not as far along and I don't have 50,000 words, I will feel, just a lot more confident.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of the same in that I haven't necessarily had these ideas bubbling away for years, but I have had some of them kind of spring up. I keep a little notes folder on my phone. I've had some of them spring up over the past few years. And I just really love that this has given me the chance to get going. Mm-hmm. And when I left university, I kind of set myself a personal goal to have a certain number of short stories published by the time I was 30. And I can't do that if I don't have any short stories written. So using this as time to start and just get a load of different ideas on paper, see what works, see what doesn't, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, I will be able to use that momentum and feeling good about what I'm doing, good about what I'm writing, to kind of carry on writing.
In terms of the community stuff, you were saying how that's kind of, that helps. Have you got involved with the online community around the NaNoWriMo website or the local communities at all?
So when I was younger and when I did it before, I was really keen on getting writing buddies and seeing how everyone else was doing. This year I've done much less of that. I haven't added anyone new to my writing buddies list, because I actually find it stresses me out too much to know how all of these people all over the world are doing.
You're comparing yourself to how every...
Yeah, constantly, especially because a lot of the people I follow are people who've won NaNoWriMo every single year, and they're already 20 or 30,000 words through their novel, and I just... That puts me off. It makes me feel like I don't want to do it anymore. So I haven't engaged with that side of it, but I do keep up with the local NaNoWriMo Facebook page, and I find that that's quite a nice supportive environment, even if I'm only kind of watching passively. It's nice to see that other people are going through the same sorts of struggles that I feel like I'm going through, and I do tend to kind of watch it in a slightly kind of voyeuristic, in the background kind of way.
I have not engaged with any of the kind of online or local communities yet. I think this is a bit of a, I think step one for me was telling you guys that I was doing it. I still feel like a bit of an imposter, because I haven't written for such a long time. So my first step was admitting to you guys that I'm trying this. And I think hopefully if this goes well, you know, next year, or if I try again, I would try and engage a bit more with the kind of online communities and the wider community of NaNoWriMo.
Well, I should point out, Steph, that you have now told every single person who listens to the podcast that you're doing this as well. So that's
true. Is that another step? Okay, that's step two. Step two is admitting it on tape. Yes. It's now, it's out there.
Excellent. Great. Well, thanks for the time, and good luck with the word counts for the rest of the month. Oh,
thank you. We'll keep you posted.
Although Steph and Vicky aren't involved with the NaNo community this time round, there are plenty of people who are. All around the world, there are NaNoWriMo regional groups, making it easier for writers to link up online and in person. This weekend, I popped along to a coffee shop crawl at the Millennium Library here in Norwich, where I found about 15 NaNo writers busily typing away on laptops and scribbling into notebooks. I spoke to 3 NaNo veterans, Catherine Robinson, Victoria Allen, and Kira Bright, about their techniques and how close they've come to the fabled 50K.
Right, so we're here in Cafe Marzano's, right in the middle of the city, where there's what was going to be a coffee shop
crawl, but I think you're all just staying here now because the weather is being unpredictable. Right, Catherine. Hello. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us when you should be writing lots of words. How's the words going? How's the word count?
It's about 12,000 now, so it's not going as quickly as I would like at the moment because it was going better earlier, but I think I can catch up this time.
So in terms of this time, is this, your first one?
This is my fourth NaNoWriMo, and I've never reached 50k yet, but hopefully this is the time.
Did you get slightly closer each year?
The best I did was 2 years ago. Then last year was a complete failure. But I think this time I can do my personal best.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the community aspects,
wonderful.
Here at the forum at the cafe with a good 10 people doing a writing, do you always get involved with that side of things?
I do. Actually, the first year I just went to the beginning and the end ones. Right. But the second year I started to make friends and things and found it was a real community to it. Because that's one of the other problems with writing, it's you alone doing this, but here you're sort of joined with other people who know the experience you're going through.
Well, it's really exciting just to talk to other people who are doing it and catch up with them and see how they're doing, and it's like a community spirit, kind of gets morale up. I personally find it really useful because I'm really competitive but have no personal motivation, so when we do like sprints or anything, I really want to get as much to beat other people, but of course whoever wins, like, you don't win anything. It doesn't matter if you get less words. We all support each other no matter how much we've written.
I do the most of my work at write-ins or when writing with another person because it can, if there's an issue, I can troubleshoot it right then with somebody, and it makes sure that I am actually doing the work, because otherwise I just sit there and I play around on my laptop. But if I'm writing with somebody, we'll do sprints, we'll be talking about it, we'll be actually writing. So for me, the community side, the support is so important, and that's what makes it NaNoWriMo, and that's what makes me so enthusiastic about doing it every year.
This is my fourth year doing it. I've done it every year so far, but you always think this year, oh God, I've just got too much going on, but I'm managing so far.
Doing it again. And,
and
how do you get on generally with the word count? Do you normally hit the 50,000?
I do, actually, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It takes a lot of effort and putting other things to one side.
Yes.
I have quite a full-on job, so I kind of have to negotiate what I do the rest of my time, really.
The 50,000 to me is quite important because I'm very competitive and I don't like losing, so if I don't win, it's losing. So on that front, it's pretty important to me, but I've been trying various different methods. So last year I tried pantsing completely with absolutely no plan, just a couple of characters and an idea, but this year I've spent all year plotting it and I'm quite a lot further. So I've just been sort of playing around. My best attempt 2 years ago, I'd known the characters and the universe and what was going to happen for a long time, but I didn't have a plot for the book itself. So I eventually ran out of steam because I had no idea where it was sort of going. But this year, I've got a plot, I know where it should be going, and it's just getting there.
Getting the words out.
Yeah, getting the words out in a way that makes sense.
And obviously here we're all in a cafe together, but there's also the online community aspects with the Facebook group and the Discord channel. Do you take part in any of the kind of online sprints and that kind
of thing? Definitely, because sprinting is the best way for me to get any words down at all, because of the whole motivation thing. So I get involved with as many sprints as I can.
Before doing this, I sort of struggled to write anything because my internal editor would be there all the time saying, oh, this is rubbish, stop, this is terrible, what are you doing? But this just allows me to get past that and carry on, which is something I can't manage to do very often the rest of the year. But it's great.
That particular aspect of kind of letting it go and not worrying about the quality, but just trying to be productive.
Absolutely.
I think that's one of the most difficult things for people who are doing it for the first time.
Yes, oh gosh, enormously hard to get past that.
Yeah.
But you find the more often you do it, the easier it becomes.
Yes.
I still struggle the rest of the year, mind.
Yep.
But just for this one month, I can sort of put that aside.
Once we're done with NaNoWriMo this year, hopefully you're going to hit the 50,000 words mark, but do you have plans for either the project you're working on now afterwards or something else?
Yeah, well, I'm actually a bit of a NaNo rebel, so I've not started a new project this year. I'm doing a third draft. So I started the project again, but it is a third draft. And like it will radically change because I edited the plot a lot, but I haven't got to that point quite yet. But it is a novel, and it's the first in a trilogy I've got planned. So it's finishing this one and then working out what's happening with the other two.
The projects that have emerged out of NaNoWriMo each year, what's happened to them?
They're
after
sitting
NaNoWriMo?
In a drawer. Actually, the first year, I just wanted to see what 50,000 words actually looked like. Yeah. So I printed it all out, and it was a very satisfying yes. hunk of manuscript, really.
Exactly. No matter how many you write, you've still written more than you had before November.
Yes. Excellent. Great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time. I'll let you get back to your writing now.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and huge thanks to Kira, Catherine, Victoria, Steph and Vicky for allowing me to distract them from their word wrangling. What really fascinates me about NaNoWriMo is how everyone approaches it in a slightly different way, interpreting the rules in whatever way makes sense for their writing. If you're doing it this month, then please do let us know your word count. Now here's a date for your diary. Saturday 1st of December is the Christmas open house here at Dragon Hall. It's a fantastic opportunity to nose around the medieval building, and there's going to be storytelling for children, arts and crafts activities, seasonal light refreshments, and an overwhelming sense of good cheer. If you're swinging by Norwich that weekend, please do come and say hello. It's a free event. Please do rate and review the podcast over on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you happen to be listening. If you have writer friends, then do let them know about us. To make sure you're always the first to know about upcoming writing opportunities and events, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Writers Centre, like us on our Facebook page, and sign up to our newsletter at nationalcentreforwriting.org.uk. Thanks again, keep writing, good luck with the word counts, and I'll catch you on the next episode.